then I've got colleagues here that I'm going to introduce. On my right-hand side here, I've got Adam Salmon, if you can stand, please, so that I can see you. He's the content advisor. And then on the far right is Nandipa Macagwana. She's the committee assistant, responsible for logistics. And then on my left, I've got Evans Malatswa Mulepo, communication officer. So if the committee wants to issue out a statement through the chairperson, it's the person. Right at the back there is the unit manager, Mr. Dennis Bandy. He's just coming to observe. So if there are difficult questions here, he's here to answer. Okay, so members, you will see that we did not have coffee this morning. The reason being that because we have got another committee at 11 o'clock, so they could not approve to have our coffee this side. So we're going to have coffee at 11 o'clock in our second meeting at V475. So, my role here today is to conduct the proceeding for the election of the chairperson as per the rule 158, sub rule 1A, which reads as this: a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. After that, there's a process that we do, and then the chairperson is elected and then becomes the chairperson of the committee. So I'm conducting this proceeding on behalf of the Secretary to Parliament, since there's no chairperson, just to elect the chairperson. And then I can see now there's a quorum. We have got 11 members, so which means our quorum is 6. So we have got more than a quorum. And then you can realize that no, we also have got other members who are alternate members. So when it comes to a decision where we have to vote, I'm saying from now onwards, the alternate only votes if the permanent member is not there. So if the permanent members are here and the alternate is here, and then a decision has to be made, then the alternate is not allowed to vote. So I'm going to, as I indicated here, that we do form a quorum. I'm going to indicate that the procedure is that I'm going to call for nominations from members on the floor. They are going to nominate a chairperson of the portfolio committee. And then if the nomination is only one person that has been nominated, that person has been nominated, and then there's no other nomination, it means that person will be declared a chairperson. But if there are two or more than one members that have been nominated, it's going to be a vote by a show of hands. So then the member with the most vote will be declared the chairperson. And then I'm going to start now by asking now if there any nomination from the floor for the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs from the floor, please. Honorable member there, please, if you can indicate your name and whom are you nominating.
Thank you, Presiding Officer. My name is Musa Chabane from the African National Congress. I hereby nominate Bongo Thomas for the chairperson.
Mr. Chabane has nominated Mr. Bongo to be the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Any seconder? Aye, ma'am.
My name is Dilma Lolokwase. I stand to second the nomination of Mr. Thomas as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee.
Then the name of Mr. Bongo has been seconded. I would like to check with the nominee if he accept the nomination.
Thank you, Chair. I accept the nomination.
The chairperson accept the nomination. Is there any other nomination?
Honorable member there at the back.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm actually shocked that Honorable Bongo has accept the nomination. Learning the experience of what was tabled.
Sorry, if you can please, give us your name and which party you're from.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. My name is Joe McClure, a member of the Democratic Alliance. Given the reports on...
There's order there, ma'am, Mr. Chavan.
Chair, you've called for the... You have outlined the process for the nomination. And you are calling for the nomination, you are calling for the nomination for a member to nominate.
Yeah. Mr. McGrover, we are asking for if there's any other nomination.
This is what I'm precisely doing. I'm nominating.
Oh, okay. We'll see your nomination.
Yeah, given the circumstances of the acceptance of Honorable Bongo, I want to address this portfolio committee.
Point of order, Chair. The member is out of order. You've outlined the process, and you're calling for the nomination. You're not calling for a platform to motivate or demotivate the candidate which has been nominated. The member must nominate. If it doesn't have a nomination, it must pass. Thanks, Chair.
Mr. McGlover, I would suggest if you can just nominate, maybe there will be a time wherein if you have some reservations where you can,
This is what I'm doing. I'm nominating someone, and I'm nominating simultaneously with the motivation. Well, what's wrong with that? Why is the honorable member scared? There's nothing to be scared of.
Point of order, Chair.
A point of order.
My name is Tirima Lolokwase. The honorable member is out of order. We have nominated, we have seconded. If there's somebody he needs to motivate, is the person he is about to nominate, not the nominated candidate.
I'm nominated the candidate I want to nominate.
Honorable member, what the members are saying is that if you can nominate your candidate, maybe if you want to motivate for that candidate, but not to... not to speak about the other candidate at the moment, just to nominate the candidate that you want to nominate so that we can finish that process, so that we know how many candidates we have.
But Chair, I think we're missing one another. It's precisely what I intend to do, is to make a nomination and to make that nomination with a motivation. May I proceed, Chair?
Chair. Thank you, Chair. Rule 158, in terms of why we are here today, is to nominate the chairperson of Portfolio Committee on Human Affairs. Now, what we need to do here, Chair, if any honorable member wants to nominate, he raises his hand, you point him or her, and then he says, I, and so on, I nominate who, and so on. And then there's a seconder, and then we move. That's the only purpose of this meeting.
Mr. McGlover, so that we can move forward, if you can maybe start by nominating, and then so that we can get a seconder, then from there, we can go to other processes if there are other processes that you want to engage in, so that we know who is your candidate, if your candidate is being seconded.
Point of order, Chairperson. I'm looking at Rule 158 right now, and it doesn't prescribe how the member is supposed to make his nomination. Could you please just elaborate to us what is wrong with the member motivating his nomination? Point of order, Chair.
Honorable member there.
Chair, as I raised a point of order earlier, may the honorable member nominate, motivate and demotivate the candidate he is about to nominate. There's a candidate that has already been nominated. If he needed to be motivated, he was supposed to be motivated by the time of nomination. We just want to know if there's a second person that will be nominated or there's no second person.
Honorable member, the back message may look. The issue is that if you can nominate a person and then we can get a seconder for that person so that we move forward, if there's any other thing that you want to say after that, then we know that know how many candidates we have. Probably there could be a third candidate or whatever, but for now, if you can just nominate the candidate, we'll get a seconder, and then we'll go on, get another nomination. If there is any other nomination, then if there are other things that you need to say in there, it will be after you have nominated your candidate.
But Jay, my take is, if I nominate someone now, and there's a second, and there's no other nomination, we will have an election. Unless you spell it out clearly, that after that we will be able to make a declaration, whatever the case may be. I would like to motivate why I nominate a candidate. And why is the ANC scared for me to make that motivation? They have nothing to hide, they have nothing to be scared. I want to make a nomination.
Order, Chairperson.
Order. Honorable member there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the honorable member is trying to stall the process because the chairperson of the session has already indicated that we are on the item of nomination. The African National Congress has already nominated the name. Now, if the member wants to nominate, he must just say so, not doing arguments that are necessary and stalling the process. Can we stick to the agenda? The agenda is, the item is nomination of the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Can we stick to that, Chairperson? Thank you.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to do. If the honorable member at the back, please, just for the sake of time, I know that not there are other members who are serving in other committees that will want to leave and go and have the process like this one. If, please, you can just nominate, and then from there, maybe before we decide on the question of voting, then you can have your reservation somewhere there.
I respectfully disagree. We know that the ANC is divided. There are factions.
The honorable member is totally out of order, like a public telephone ringing without any response. We are here to nominate the chairperson of the portfolio committee. Not to speak about the ANC and so on. Why now is saying the ANC is divided? He's not even a member of the ANC. We are here, Rule 158, to nominate or elect the chairperson. It says the committee in its first meeting must elect the chairperson through your process. And this is what we are doing, chairperson. So can we allow the process? Can the member has been given an opportunity to nominate his or her candidate, let him do so, and then see if that member did reach a quorum or not even a quorum, but he has or is support or not. So let's follow the procedure, Chair, please.
And I'm trying to do that. If the honourable member at the back, please just maybe for this process, let's get your nomination of the person that you want to nominate and get a seconder. And then after that, before we decide on the issue of voting, then if you have got an issue with any of the nominees, then you will be given a chance again.
I am Angel Kanyile from the DA. Listening to the arguments from both sides, you have actually agreed that the member can nominate and motivate. But the only thing that you disagree on is the fact that the ANC members want to prescribe how Honorable Makhluwa must motivate. He
point
has a right to nominate and motivate Chairperson.
But there's a point of order.
Chair, I think logic must also dictate. It can't be that you want to motivate your nominee using another candidate's name. Immediately when the Honorable from TA started, he stated the name of the person that has already been nominated. If really he wants to motivate, he must motivate the person that he wants to nominate, not demotivate or motivate the person that has already been nominated.
I'm sure it's clear. So, Mr. McClover, what they are saying is that if you can motivate your candidate, because already the other party, they have already nominated and seconded their nominee. If you want to motivate, please can you motivate your candidate, and then from there we'll get a seconder.
Okay, Chair, can I motivate? I will not use Honorable Bongo's name. That is the problem that they are having. I will not use his name. I want to motivate my candidate. And after motivation, when we make this nomination, we might have ANC members who will vote for the candidate that I propose. So I don't know why. Why we want to stifle debate? It's an open thing. Why is the ANC scared?
One point of order, Chairperson.
The point of order at the back there.
I think we are not children here. And if somebody wants to grandstand at our expense, why should we allow that? If he wants these cameras, he will do that after we've finished the process. Why should we allow him to do that? These things are in the rules. If he wants to demotivate Bongo, let him do it. The cameras are there for him after this meeting. And the fact that he is playing around with you, you must take a decision on this process. We can't allow this. Old as we are.
Point of order, Chairperson.
Okay,
may I suggest that we, for the sake of time, like you have indicated before, that we move on. You have already actually made the ruling on this matter. You have indicated that Honorable McClure can motivate and nominate his candidates. Can you proceed in that order? Thank you.
Yeah. Let's do that so that now we proceed and then we finish that process. Thanks.
Yeah, it really took long, but I must say, Chair, I'm not scared for cameras. I'm used to cameras. Chairperson, you know, a while ago, a report was tabled in Parliament on deployment of presiding officers as well as portfolio, and that was tabled, and it also indicated that chairpersons, as in this case, must come from various political parties. And we believe in that because it also showcases credibility in any portfolio committee. And there are quite a lot of lessons to be learned from that report on the study tour. And also, it is important for us as a committee here, good motivation, to learn from that report that was tabled. It is important for us also to implement that report. And we have an opportune moment to do that.
There's an order, Honorable Metro, if you can just hold on. There's an order, Honorable Member.
Chair, I think we'll really appeal with your presiding. Because the rules that you have established in terms of the process, there's no reference of the report that you mentioned. And that even does not even suggest for motivating any candidate. It could have been part of that brief you have given us, that there's a report of the Parliament which deals with how we must elect candidates. So it's outside the process that you have outlined, Chairperson. And a request from you that be assertive and guide this process. Otherwise, we're going to be dragged to argue on the matter that is not before us in terms of the report. So we request you, Chairperson, to move in line with how we have outlined the process, that Honorable must nominate the candidate. Anything that's outside the process, Chairperson, we kindly appeal with you to keep this meeting focused. Thanks, Chair.
I think the problem is that you are referring to a report. I think some of the members here are new and also are not even aware of that report that we are talking about. If maybe you can motivate on the candidate that you want to nominate, and then you nominate the candidate, then you get a second so that we can move forward. The reason I'm saying this, there are other members who are serving in other committees, then they will have to leave and go and do the same process somewhere else. So that no, we make this process a bit shorter.
The report spoke on chairpersons, and I'm motivating why? From multi-parties, from members of multi-parties. That is the report. That's why I want to motivate so that it can get in to perhaps some members of the ANC to understand my motivation. That is what I'm precisely doing, Chair. So can I proceed, Chair? Thank you so much. So we have an opportunity, Chairperson, to at this portfolio committee to honor the constitution seriously and to ensure part of my motivation again. To ensure that we have members of the minority party serving on that as chairpersons on portfolio committees. Given the events of some members, you know, sitting here today in what has transpired in a various platforms on Zonda commissions, et al., etc., I would like to propose that Honorable Angel Kanye must be the chairperson of this portfolio committee. I wanted to go on, but the ANC is so scared, I don't know what to
do. Honorable Kanyile has been nominated by Mr. McGrover to be the chairperson of the portfolio committee on home affairs. Any seconder? Like I indicated, member, you are an alternate.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, you said that we can participate, we just can't vote. So a nomination is not a vote. It's true. Okay.
Okay, no, it's
Chairperson.
Point of order, Chair.
Okay.
Nomination and seconding is part of the elections process.
My understanding is that there are two members from the DA, then there are two members from the EFF, and then there's one member from the IFP. And then there's ANC members. So in other words, all in all, there are 11. So if there's an alternate, and the permanent members are here, an alternate is not supposed to be here. I'm not saying, you know, we're kicking you out, but I'm just saying, you know, you're not supposed to be here because your permanent members are here. You only come to the meeting when a permanent member is not in.
Chairperson?
That also applies to the ANC as well. If the ANC has an alternate who sit in the committee here, that alternate is not going to participate because all the permanent members will be here. It's only when one permanent member is not in, then that alternate can make a decision.
Chairperson, let me make it easy for you, please. I'm a permanent member of this committee. I'm Lebo van der Merwe of the Inkatha Freedom Party. I'll second the nomination of Ms. Kanyile.
Ms. van der Merwe has seconded the nomination of Ms. Kanyile. Ms. Kanyile, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Chairperson, I accept the nomination. Thank you.
Ms. Kanyile accept the nomination. Is there any other nomination? No other nomination. So since there are two candidates, like I indicated before, we are going to vote by a show of hands. So the candidate with the most votes will be declared the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. I'm going to start with those who are in favor of Mr. Bongo. Can I ask staff to assist to count? Okay. Ms. Kanyile, any members that are in favor of Ms. Kanyile? Okay.
Okay, no, it's fine.
In terms of the results, we have got six members who voted in favor of Mr. Bongo, and then there are three members in favor of Ms. Kanyile, so which means Mr. Bongo has been declared the chairperson.
Chairperson, you must also note that there are two that have stayed. It's important.
Two that abstain, if you can.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone. I would like to thank you all members for entrusting me with the responsibility of being the chairperson of Home Affairs, and I trust that we'll work together, and I trust that now that I'm the chairperson, I'll have to preside over both members of the ANC and members of the opposition parties in a fair and orderly manner. That will enhance the work that we must do for the people of this country. As the chairperson, I think I do promise that we will assist in terms of the oath that we have taken in the House, that we need to uphold the Constitution of the Republic and all other laws and legislation of the Republic. So, as you know, that we're just strictly from the elections. We're expected to hit the ground running. So we won't have time to delays and cause the meeting to stall for 10 minutes. I will take real exception for stalling meetings for 10 minutes when majority of South Africans, they want us to deliver. They want to see progress on what we do on daily basis. So as we're starting today, from 11 o'clock today, I think we'll be meeting with the department in preparation of the budget vote that is taking place on the 10th, which is next week. So we'll take the annual performance plan of the department, the IEC and government printing works, from 11 o'clock until late. If it means we must knock off at around 9 in the evening, we're going to do that. I'm sure the committee technical staff will arrange issues that relate to transport going back home. We will develop quickly the draft program of between now and the end of the quarter, which is what we're going to consider maybe as between the meetings, as we're meeting the delegation from the department, a draft program between now and the end of the quarter. I'm sure we'll adopt it. They will quickly deal with it at this level. When we start the meeting, they will start with that draft program that outlines what must happen. And which I'm sure we should be ready for our 11 o'clock meeting. Other than that, I thank you very much, members, for electing me as the chairperson. And this meeting is closed until 11 o'clock at the V454, where we'll be meeting the department, V475. We will be meeting the department and the entities in preparation of the budget vote that is taking place next week, Wednesday. Thank you, members, and thank you, members of the media and members of the portfolio committee, technical staff, and the sectional head of committees. Thank you.
Chairperson, if I can also just indicate, we got presentations from the department quite late last night, but I've done an analysis of the budgets and APPs of the entities that we're dealing with. There's three of them, and I've sent a set of analyses or questions. Certainly.